We are in Hosea chapter 7 today. Hosea chapter 7 in verse 1 is where we begin today. And let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Hosea chapter 7 verse 1, we begin reading, "Whenever I would heal Israel." Well, let's just back up one half a verse, actually. It says, God says this, "Whenever I would restore the fortunes of my people, whenever I would heal Israel, the sins of Ephraim are exposed, and the crimes of Samaria revealed. They practice deceit. Thieves break into houses. Bandits rob in the streets." And so every time God gave Israel a fresh start, every time he gave them another chance, they blew it. Verse 2, "But they do not realize that I remember all their evil deeds. Their sins engulf them. They are always before me." It is just amazing, the power of sin to blind is amazing. The person who is driven by their sin lives under the delusion that God doesn't see their evil. Verse 3, "They delight the king with their wickedness, the princes with their lies." And so the leaders in Israel were just as corrupt as the people. They all enjoyed each other's sin. 4, "They are all adulterers, burning like an oven, whose fire the baker need not stir, from the kneading of the dough till it rises. The lust of the people was as hot as a baker's oven, which has gotten as hot as it could possibly get." Verse 5, "On the day of the festival of our king, the princes become inflamed with wine, and he joins hands with the mockers." And so holidays became occasions for drunkenness. Verse 6, "Their hearts are like an oven. They approach him with intrigue. Their passion smolders all night. In the morning it blazes like a flaming fire." Whenever possible, the Israelites carried out their sinful plans with eagerness, like a flaming fire. Verse 7, "All of them are hot as an oven. They devour their rulers. All their kings fall, and none of them calls on me." And it's true, their kings were falling. 4 kings were assassinated within a period of 20 years in Israel. And the reason for the chaos? Very simple. People were not calling on God. In other words, no one was worshiping God, no one was following the Lord, and chaos resulted from it. Verse 8, "Ephraim mixes with the nations. Ephraim is a flat cake, not turned over." Think about a pancake that is burnt black on one side and raw on the other side. That doesn't sound too appetizing. That's not fit to eat. Burnt and raw, it's good for nothing. And so is Israel. It is good for nothing. 9, "Foreigners sap his strength, but he does not realize it. His hair is sprinkled with gray, but he does not notice." Israel was crumbling a little bit at a time because of their sin. Israel was forced to pay off her enemies. They paid Egypt and Assyria tribute money to leave them alone. And so their sin was making them weaker all the time, but they didn't even realize it. Verse 10, "Israel's arrogance testifies against him, but despite all this, he does not return to the Lord his God or search for him." The discipline of the Lord didn't make a dent in Israel's sin. They just kept going. They didn't care how much suffering their sin caused. They would not repent. Verse 11, "Ephraim is like a dove, easily deceived and senseless, now calling to Egypt, now turning to Assyria." A dove is not a very smart bird. They are not very wise when it comes to avoiding evil. They are too simple-minded to notice when they are in danger. They are very vulnerable. Israel's sinfulness made her like a dove, a silly dove, made her oblivious to the trouble it was creating for her, her sin. Her sin was getting her into trouble. And also their sin made them like a silly dove, oblivious to the trouble that her sin was creating for her. Verse 12. When they go, I will throw my net over them. I will pull them down like birds of the air. When I hear them flocking together, I will catch them. And so God is saying that he's the hunter, and he's about to bag his game, and that's Israel. Verse 13, woe to them, because they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, because they have rebelled against me. I long to redeem them, but they speak lies against me. And so the only one who could help Israel, and the only one who wanted to help Israel, was God. But they wouldn't let him do it. And God does not force himself on anyone. Verse 14, they do not cry out to me from their hearts, but wail upon their beds. They gather together for grain and new wine, but turn away from me. The Israelites were miserable because of their sin. Instead of sleeping, they cried all night. Verse 15, I trained them and strengthened them, but they plot against me. God had trained the Israelites from the very beginning to be righteous and to look to God for help. But they were biting the hand that was trying to help them. They wouldn't pay attention to God. 16. They do not turn to the Most High. They are like a faulty bow. Their leaders will fall by the sword because of their insolent words. For this they will be ridiculed in the land of Egypt. God had great plans for Israel, but they were not experiencing them. Like a faulty bow causes an arrow to miss the target, Israel's sin was causing her to miss the target, and they were not blessed the way God intended to bless them. Next time, chapter 8. Until then, so long, everyone.